We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Show went some places. That was good.
Yeah, it ended in death.
It ended in the death of an owl.
Yeah, damn Lawrence.
It. I'm really unhappy about that. Gary
what
Ellerson.
What happened?
Well, I did a Midday Midway story about an escaped owl. This is after the escaped eagle in Pittsburgh. The stellar sea eagle that escaped from its enclosure was recovered unharmed.
Flew off.
And everything was fine, and they were all
it's
in tears.
Carson Wentz.
And this was a Eurasian eagle owl that had been raised from a chick in the Minnesota Zoo, and it escaped. And we did the story, and then the update came in that it's dead. Got hit by a car or something, and it's dead.
Aww.
Which it sucks.
Gladys was injured.
Well, that's more than injured, I think. That's the injury report. That did not participate.
Bear's injury report was really long, by the way.
Yeah, I'm still optimistic, no matter what Anthony Heron says.
I don't know you anymore.
Well, I didn't say I'm picking him.
He had to balance his Bears optimism with death.
Gary Ellerson, Jay Zawoski, and Anthony Heron joined us today. Mike Rankin and Ray Diaz helped produce, and then the video folks and the Twitch people were Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertsch, and Evan Thomas. Lawrence Holmes is here. I'm very excited because in an hour, there's going to be a concert here.
Who's playing?
The Record Company.
Really?
Is going to be here on the performance stage.
There's a lot of stuff going on here
they
today.
They are awesome.
What, fire drill?
No, I went over to 11 to get some water.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole thing like set up over there. There's like a big screen and treats and all sorts
Seriously?
Of stuff.
Yeah. I was going to get coffee with a buddy after work on 11.
Well, you might
all
be
right.
able to get
Club
free treats.
On 11.
You know, that might be the move for you.
What's on 11?
I'm sorry. I did
the
that
The gym's
dance.
On 11.
Oh.
So I go get the filtered water from the gym.
I go upstairs. The only thing
the
I don't
greatest
like-
deal in the history of Earth, Dan.
I like, yeah, that gym is money laundering or something. I love it. Before the...
the front for the Bulgarian mob?
It's dude, I don't know. Wash. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. It is an excellent gym. But I haven't been going up there because working out with a mask just gives me tons of zits. So
yeah, I get that.
Work out at home now.
I get that.
I've been doing that Pilates home challenge.
I've been doing lots of yoga. Like that's been my thing. Like
is lots of yoga like hatha yoga?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
like matzo yoga.
Matzo yoga would be great.
Sounds
if someone gave me some matzo ball soup afterwards, mm-hmm. it'd be outstanding. So I've just been
like
doing
you just
my yoga.
A business.
Just out there, just in the loft, just like doing my thing and trying to be balanced and find balance. And I always feel good afterwards.
Mine is that hip Pilates where it's like not just Pilates, but like
crazy,
like
yeah,
plank with your feet on sliders, and I'm like, I'm dying, and this girl's like, I don't care. I'm like, great,
yeah, but you're like that though.
I'm not. I'm,
I mean, you joined that cult, the Peloton cult. You
I was a
that.
Member of East Bank for many years.
I mean,
yes.
And every day it's like, oh, look at that target heart rate that
no,
that
I
Layla
haven't.
Gets
but
to.
I hadn't done it since I started this challenge. I just hadn't been able to do the challenge consecutively, but I've been doing it and. It's been kicking my butt. I realized I need to do less cardio and more like weights as I get older.
I struggle with this because like when I start lifting, that's when the meathead kicks back in. So like I go straight back to like high school weight room.
Oh God, that's you're cool. Like dropping the weights on the floor.
Well, no, it's my house, so no, I'm not doing that. But you're like, I should go heavier. And like, no, you shouldn't, because you're 46. You shouldn't go heavier.
Plyometrics are your friend.
This sounds like a subject for Quadzilla, Anthony Heron.
Yeah, we could ask him. And it's interesting too, because he's kind of kept size and shape. Like, not that big steroid picture of him getting ready to eat Drew Brees. Have you seen that picture, Dan?
I've seen the one with Tom Brady.
No. They did one for him a couple of weeks ago, and we shared it with the people of him. It looked like he was getting ready to absolutely eat Drew Brees. Like, he came like flying in, and he's just.
I got. Why is he wearing a bookshelf? Wait, hold on. No, wait. Yeah, I got. No, I got it.
Here it is.
No,
it
look is. Right here. That
no,
right.
This one.
Pads. What is he doing?
That's amazing.
And look, like, just look.
Are his shoulders 95 inches across?
And he's about to eat Drew Brees.
The shoulder pads are just comical.
The shoulder pads are up to like his temples.
Yes.
What is he doing?
Yes. So, you know, I try not to. I'm since the. All of the stuff that defends us is kind of settled in your core. I'm trying to do more of that stuff, and the yoga and the breathing and all of that stuff is better for me than the weights, because the weights drives me crazy. But you need that, especially if you're going to be running. Like, it's a whole thing, like trying to find like the right thing and staying out of the gym to try and be safer. All of that stuff is stuff that we have to navigate. And now that winter is coming, got to start making your plans for your indoor fitness.
Yeah, I hope by that time, like, the mask mandate will be lifted. It's actually lower percentage positive than it was the last time it was lifted.
Yeah, but we don't
whoever
know how to
is
act.
In charge.
We don't know how to act, though. So
we know how to act.
I mean, we do, but the royal we don't know how to act.
I have a conspiracy theory that it was enacted 2 weeks to the day after Lala, and then was kept around for the marathon.
Okay. And I mean, Lala, it looked like the numbers say that Lala didn't birth anything COVID-wise. So that's a real positive.
Transitions brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto at the top of the hour. That's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. I feel terrible for number 56 in this picture.
Because he's also about to be eaten by Anthony Heron.
What do you do with that? Like, where do you, if you go low, he's going to fall right on top of the quarterback.
I'm trying
and
to
if
cut
you go
those
high,
knees.
You're going to break your neck.
I'm trying to cut those knees with, I'm trying to cut his right knee with my right shoulder pad.
Good luck to you, sir.
I'm just saying, if you're asking what can you do, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, the rules were different back then, too.
That's why you have those crazy shoulder pads.
Oh my gosh.
Out there with Judith Light's shoulder pads.
Take this, Dynasty!
Like Holly Hunter in broadcast news.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Anthony Heron showing Drew Brees, he's the boss.
We just cut ourselves off. I'm going to let you two collect yourselves.
What's going on with the White Sox?
No, you know what? You know what?
Knock it off.
Screw you.
Hey.
No, I was having a good time until right just then.
Hey, we all on our group thread shared your video with Stoney a few hundred times.
Fam.
You two were on it.
I'm going to share that a little bit later on for people that missed Stoney. I think.
Tell me it's the manager without telling me it's the manager.
All I'm going to say is he told a lot of truths, and it was great, and I'm glad that he did. And then, you know, I got to tell some truths, and I enjoyed that. It was good.
Good to great, people. Good to great.
But here's what we're going to do. Today, I went in and asked Herbie. I said, look, White Sox fans have been struggling over the last couple of days at the fate of their team.
Just a couple days?
Were living in that space that. Where you had won the division and you're happy and the playoffs are here and there's a guy with a shillelagh and all this other stuff. And then reality set back in. So we're going to try and help them feel better. That's what we're going
to
try and
do. You're going to try to help them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Not with alcohol.
No, we don't have any to spare, but we're going to try to do it with audio.
I have some pumpkin spice coffee left. Yes, I said pumpkin spice.
Does it have alcohol in it?
No, I can't do that. I have enough trouble talking sober. Can't you tell? Yes.
Seems fine to me.
Nuh-uh, I stutter.
What?
Yeah, I stumble on words and stuff. You'll hear it.
I will?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been listening to you for a very long time.
Yeah, wouldn't we know by now?
Yeah.
No, I definitely stumble on words and stuff. You'll hear it.
We all do sometimes.
Yeah.
We sit here talking out our ass for 3 hours. It's going to happen.
That's how it works.
Oh, so yeah. You know, I can't tell the bottom and the top of the hour half
well,
the damn
time. Well, that's different.
Yes.
It really
that's
has to do
that's talking. Just concentration. Yeah.
Well, whatever, same.
Clock reading.
For me, unfortunately, it all comes together in the same mess.
It's an analog clock, too.
I'm well, not like looking the, at that. I'm looking at the reads on the thing and the time that correlates at the top of that. So you're telling me if I just look at a different thing, then it'll be easier?
I will say that in Layla's defense, this studio is not really set up for her to be able to tell time. It's set up for me to be able to tell time.
I won't tell you guys that there's a clock in the corner of this laptop that I look at.
Yeah, but that's like the tiniest clock ever. So
it just has to do with the fact that the two reads are on the same piece of paper, which is kind of odd because you get that piece of paper every time. We kill so many trees.
Well, if you want, like,
why don't they just have the one read on the one piece of paper?
Because there have been hosts who have, in the past, who have asked that the associate producer take out a Sharpie and just redact what you're not supposed to read.
Yeah, I'm not the Queen of England over here. Tell like, I'm just going to do it myself.
Tell him your name, sent you. And tell him I need somebody to clean my gutters. There's leaves in my gutters.
Need my beak wet.
Somebody want to call in who cleans gutters.
Tell him your name, sing is my favorite. No,
that's still not my favorite. It's when they would take the lunch order over the air, and he'd be like, "Yeah, give me a Greek salad with the house dressing," and then you'd go to the talk back, three Polish with everything, cheese fries.
I mean, I was sent to Jewel quite a bit to go get a rotisserie chicken,
spinning bucket.
No, not spinning. I mean, yes, spinning bucket, but I was sent specifically to go get the rotisserie chicken. And it's like, I don't think this is enough. Make it enough.
I can't breathe. Because I too have worked with the man, but nothing like that ever happened. Well, so you guys make it sound so funny.
It's different, though. Radio. Like back in the Wild West of radio, where. Like, and we used to have like a fast food place that was literally next door.
It was good.
It was good. Like fresh cut fries. So hosts would send
beef
you out.
Is great. The pizza puff.
You get all
the
sorts
Chinese
of stuff.
Place.
The Chinese place. Fred would always stop at the JJ Peppers because they had like.
Get your hey.
Yum, 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 yum. Because they had like the 48 ounce drinks, fountain drinks for like.
48 like, ounces?
For like 50 cents or something like that.
The Polar Pop.
He'd go yeah. get his thing and all this other stuff. And then they'd send you off places.
Oh, then there was smorgasbord. That was
you're not doing anything, are you, Holmes? Go on over to Jewel and get a rotisserie chicken.
The Polish right. place, and there was that, oh, the El Gordo, the Mexican joint near Central. Oh, man.
Yeah.
The embarrassment of riches when it came
Layla,
to
Layla, we used to do radio from a house off of Belmont and Cicero. The antenna is still over there. You can still go over there. We were basically just hanging out in Belmont, Cragen. You could just walk to the back door, open the door, and be there.
Was it a house or a shack?
It was a Quonset hut.
What Quonset?
Essentially. It was a low-slung building. It was a bunker. The hallways were tiny. It was like being in a submarine.
Bunker on Belmont, I've heard.
The bunker on Belmont.
Too.
It's if you ever end up in like Belmont, Cragen, it's worth walking over there. Just to see where we've come
it
from.
It still says WSCR, WXRT on the front.
My college radio station, we actually did out of a house.
We
like it was
literally,
an old house that got absorbed by the university. And it was like this really nice house that we turned into a radio
yeah,
station.
Yeah, we didn't have that. What we did have, though, is back in the old days, we used to take in feeds. You know, reporter Dan would be out covering the Bulls or whatever. He'd send back his stuff. And it was...
In the closet.
The closet.
Yeah.
We called it the closet. It was literally a closet that had phone lines, and you're going in there, and you're like, "I've got Dan." And what was the voice actuator that you had on the phone that you'd take
voice actual is voice.
Oh my
act.
God! Now that I
you'd
think
screw
about it,
screw the
have
voice
to,
act we, into the phone.
But Dan, we have to even explain that. Like,
what is a phone?
What? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the people on Twitch, okay, the people on Twitch
aren't that young.
Yeah, they are.
No, but I'm saying they could see it. Like the people who are listening, for the people on Twitch, It used to be when you would have these handsets that you would have, you used to be able to screw off the bottom and the top. And so to make it sound better, there was a voice act that you would screw into the phone. And then Dan would be like, I'm Dan Bernstein, 670, score. Wait, 820, the score.
Well, but remember, the point of the voice act was you'd run a cord from your cassette player that into would plug it. Into the
voice.
Correct. It was a Marantz.
Yeah.
And that way you could do your voiceover and then hit, you know, unpause, and that would play your soundbite, and then you'd pause it, and you would, like, do that live. And that was your report.
It's amazing.
Thank God. At least I got to the mini disc era where I could cut the tracks.
I got to tell you, that was probably my favorite piece of reporting equipment. Somebody, was the mini disc.
The mini disc?
Yeah.
I still have mine.
I have mine too.
What's it got on an old Ranger sound from like Juan Gonzalez and Kenny Rogers or something?
Mine's got bourbon ale.
So listen to this.
Mine does have old Ranger sound, actually.
This will make you crazy. My kid is in the is writing for the school paper as part of the journalism class at Jones, and he's covering the boys' golf team. He's also be covering the basketball team, and he just did this big year-end piece about the golf team, and he got all these interviews done, and I said, now the fun part comes. He goes, what do you mean the fun part? I said, well, now transcribing. I said, you know how much of my life that I spent, you know, you get your interviews, but you're not going to do those quotes. You got to transcribe all those quotes now. And he just starts laughing. He's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, man.
And I said, well, transcribing.
We have programs for
that. He said,
yes,
he said,
no.
Dan, it's a free app.
Oh, Dragon and Dictation or something?
And he goes, bip, bip, bip. He goes, there. It's all transcribed.
But we don't.
Are you kidding me?
But we
I wanted
don't
to pick
this.
Up his phone and throw it out the damn window. I mean, if you had added up the hours I spent in press, I'd be the last guy in a press box in some godforsaken city.
The print guys would split it. Like
yeah. They still do all this.
They'd
like
pull
they
it.
They don't. We don't use a lot of those apps. Like I wasn't even using them last year because like they aren't accurate. And so you have to go back and listen anyway. And so there's a lot of that still goes on.
Well, his editor said to use this app, and that's what
his
he's using.
His high school editor? Yeah, I'm sure. But like the
high school editor's going to Medill.
We have jobs in the industry, and the industry standard is still you transcribe your own stuff.
I'll tell him that. You know what he's going to tell me?
Okay, yeah. Well, I hope he doesn't tell you that.
That's the number one way to get unemployed.
Yeah, it is. It really, truly is.
Don't want to step on your parade or rain on your thunder.
he never nothing. Asked me to go anywhere because I was not
brain.
Going.
Not you, Cool Breeze.
Not you, Jerome.
Chine Figgins.
Yeah,
Reggie.
Yeah, he leaned into that one.
That's like you really want the true Freudian slip.
Yeah, there it is.
And the actual tell on yourself Freudian slip.
There it is. Yeah. Name is Sean, but it's a whole nother thing. You two have a wonderful rest of your day. I'm going to try to bring some joy to White Sox fans' life. And also allow them to talk about their team.
Your name sent you.
And tell them your name sent you. This is very key to what it is that we do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.